Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel's best friend duo. Spoiler free.
Of course.
Maybe any big statements? Any big? You know, the premiere episode was you got the stick and you're saying do something.
Yeah.
How was this episode? What's the meme of the week?
I got a meme later, but it's not about the overall feeling of the episode. I was okay with it.
This is fine.
Think it's going to be exactly what we thought, which is a cookie cutter.
It is who we thought they were.
You know, you get the tube of cookies, you put them out, you bake them, you eat them. They're not that great. They're not terrible.
I'd say
I enjoy them, I think. But should I have eaten them?
Yeah, we're not turning them down. No, probably we shouldn't.
They're just the tube of cookies. Cookie cutter.
I would say a tube is even worse than a cookie cutter. Is even less.
Tube is less, yeah.
Because
less,
they're already cut.
Less juice to it than the cookie cutter. This is just a tube of cookies that are pre-cut.
Pre-cut. That's a great analogy, yeah. Actually, because almost everything that occurred on this episode has occurred on a previous season.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, they were playing the hits.
They were playing the hits. I have some issues with a couple things. Okay.
Can't wait for the meme of the week. That'll replace the kiss, Mary Kiss Cam rankings, because those are done. I'll tell you right now, I'm not doing that. There's too many.
Holy cow. Does this guy like to kiss?
All right, anyway, first day in the mansion. Zach's first shower is The Bachelor.
Yeah, we're going full Sean Lowe here, Rim. We're getting a steamy shower, soapy shower scene every episode at the start. We're going to get a steamy shower loaded up with soap, lathered. Okay.
All right.
And I'm not complaining. Okay,
folks? I mean, they do it a lot. There's always one for every Bachelor. I mean,
I don't think that'll be the last time. Let me just put it
that way.
Okay,
I see what you're saying. It's going to be more frequent than ever.
Sean Lowe, every start to every episode, was shirtless doing something. Mm-hmm. That'll be the case here with Zach. Going full Sean Lowe.
Jesse surveys the room the morning after. Zach really believes his wife is in there. Even though he hasn't talked to about a third of you, pretty sure. I mean, that's got to feel bad if you're one of the people he hasn't talked to.
Hasn't talked to me, but
she's
he says his wife Erin is in here.
She's in there. I'm
what does that make me?
You are an extra. Sorry. So everyone gets a date, two groups and a solo.
Good.
Date card. Really? Come on, maybe. Yeah, I love going into
you
the
like
second
people
contract.
Not getting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's tense. You know. Date card is Brianna, Brooklyn, Catherine, Mercedes, Bailey, Davia, Kat, Genevieve, Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on that opener?
First impression girl.
Greer.
Is still talking. No. Or not
oh,
first
the,
impression. America's first impression. Seems
Brianna.
To be. I noted here Brianna has really stuck to. She like that's becoming her personality on there, her thing on this show. I don't know why this is still a thing.
Well, we found out later,
and
she
becomes even worse later.
Yeah, it's a burden.
I don't know why this was talked about. This I wrote here. I don't know why this is being talked about. Still, everyone got the rose now. It's everyone's even footing now.
Yeah, they needed AB. They needed to cook stuff up out of thin air on this episode. The first group date. Group date one, daytime.
Did you see they took the party bus room? Same party bus. Gen Shaw party bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Gen Shaw party bus.
They hopped in the party bus. Do you think they bought the bus? They might have bought this bus.
I mean, I know they've taken buses like these to dates before, probably. It's probably just down the hill, parked on the street. This is a street parking bus. Yeah. That wasn't that fun.
I got my eyes locked on for any party bus sightings the rest of the season, okay?
Okay.
Got my eyes on it.
Noted haver of bad bitch energy, Zach Shallcross. It's just a phrase you think of when you think of him.
Bad bitch energy. Where would you, in terms of things to describe what Zach's looking for, where would you put bad bitch energy on the list? 100,000? Thing? Yeah, characteristic.
I think you're into the six figures.
Of characteristics for Zach there.
Unintentionally funny when he emerges with the song play. It was gonna be funny regardless, but
the ill-fitting leather jacket
put it over the top for me.
Leather jacket is the classic trying to be cool, not cool.
Didn't play by the rules here.
Fonz.
The Fonz. Exactly. Let's not date ourselves, AB. Anyway, the surprise. There's a surprise on this date. Well, the first surprise is Lotto. Well, the first surprise was Lotto, the purveyor of the song that was the theme of the first hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The second surprise was Victoria Tajwan and Courtney Robertson.
Haven't seen Courtney in a long time. Haven't seen her in forever.
I
don't think a lot of people understand how big a deal this was, frankly.
I've watched a lot of seasons of the show due to the GOAT debacle of 2020. Did not watch Ben Flanix. So while I am aware of Courtney...
Courtney is one of the best villains of all time, considering that she won the season as the villain. Everybody in the house was against her.
Spoiler alert.
And she came out, this is 10 years ago,
at least.
She came out, she was the villain. She had sex with him in the ocean. That didn't go over well. You can only imagine, Rim. That did not go over well with everybody.
I bet, AB. Then you're really weighing, do I want to stay or not at that point?
And then she won. An all-time villain. The all-time villain. You want to talk about your Corinnes? You want to talk about all that? No. Corinne didn't win.
We are going to talk
she
about
won.
Villains at the, in the mailbag, actually.
Okay.
They're here to judge the activity, which is early season group date, first group date of the year.
Fashion show.
You just do something on the catwalk or the stage.
Of course. Yeah.
Tajwan not impressed, which set the stage for later. The second challenge, the final challenge, as Lotto put it, is to recall a time in your life where you were a bad bitch. Because that is what is going to win Zach over. It's stuff he can relate to about being just Mr. Bad Bitch. Kylie won a pageant. Brianna started a beauty company. Genevieve, goofy. You never know when these folks are going to be goofy.
I think
goofy.
It's Genevieve.
Genevieve, sorry.
Not Genevieve.
Listen. And then something, some other people did other stuff.
I don't know. What do we, this was stupid as hell. Describe a time you were a bad bitch.
And then Zach
that
nods
was
and
the
goes,
assignment. Yeah.
The judges didn't do enough here either. I'll say that also. They did nothing.
Yeah, that was one of my big critiques of this episode, Rim. You bring in Victoria, who's fresh off of getting booed off the stage at the Paradise Tell All. She's a huge name right now in the series, and she didn't do anything. Tajwan barely did anything. And then Courtney, we haven't seen in years. All she did was a couple sentences. They did nothing. They weren't even there to like provide insight to who they think was the baddest bitch or something. Anything. They did nothing. They were just there to watch and get that clip of them. I don't understand. I understand wanting to get the clip, but why don't you use them?
They didn't use them very well.
Why don't you use them? They're great personalities to use.
they did, when they introduced them, they did do like a throwback clip of, they picked good clips to illustrate their
great
credentials
clips
in the area. Because I'd forgotten about that moment with Victoria and Alea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it refreshed my memory. To be fair, I think this was filmed before Victoria and Greg became.
I don't care about that.
All right.
She was still a big name before that. Yeah, use these people if you're going to bring them on here. Don't just try to trick us. They made us try to, they made us think that she was on the season before we, like when we saw the clip of his season before Victoria and Greg was a thing, before we knew that was a thing, they were teasing it as if Victoria was on this season. That's what I thought. I'm like, what the hell's going on this season? But then you don't even use them.
Nothing.
Not only are you tricking us, but you're then not even using them. to their capabilities. It's ridiculous. Those three could have added something really special to this episode, and instead they didn't do anything.
Well, Tajwan almost did, which
Tajwan
we'll get to in a bit.
Tajwan added something. She added something.
The nighttime portion of Group Day
and
one.
Then one more critique. At the end, Lotto says, they're all bad bitches in my eyes, so there's no winner.
No winner.
Okay?
No real evaluation.
No evaluation from anybody. No.
I feel like you could have been a little badder. Your story wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
Or a speech from Zach, a statement like, well, you know, I am looking for a bad bitch. That's why I'm here. And you ladies really impressed me with your
assertiveness. Outside of just the general concept of Zach looking for a bad bitch, which is obviously undeniably funny, hilarious. Yes. Outside of that, there was nothing to this.
Nothing.
And this had potential.
Yeah, they all do. These early
bad
season
bitch
deals.
Energy is there's potential there to do something entertaining with now, those three women. Sad.
Did you anything on Brooklyn doing a shot with him and kissing? Usually that's
that
a big deal. This
I
was
like
glossed
that.
Over.
I like that. I thought they glossed over everything, but that was I like the energy there. That took him off the stage to do a tequila shot. I like that rodeo girl. Half because of her occupation, maybe 75% actually, or 80 or 90% because of her occupation. But yeah.
Group date one, nighttime. Catherine, one-on-one time. Something there. That's what I wrote. Catherine seems to have caught his eye. What do you think?
She says, we're friends, but you aren't just my friend. Oof. Moves out of the friend zone immediately, Rim. Good move. Now I didn't know anything about them, so I didn't know they had like a budding friendship, but it was okay.
That's all it takes. Is she on my power rankings? Stay tuned. Brianna, this is where we
first impression
America's
Rose.
First impression Rose Brianna. She exposes this as a burden.
She
and
is
it's,
crying.
It's reasonable. Why would you want to be the recipient of a fan vote? All that does is put a target on your back in the house and the lead doesn't have to be honest with you for at least one night. So you're moving on automatically, but like she mentioned, you don't know if it's...
She was concerned that because she has the rose, she doesn't even know if Zach wanted her, would have chose her to stay. In fact, she thinks he wouldn't have had her stay.
Yeah, she is convinced of that.
So yeah, it's a tough situation for her. It's a tough situation, but you got to move past that at this point.
You're saying after the now after that they're all on equal footing...
It's all happened now. You got to use your time to advance your relationship. Find out if there is something there. You can't use this time talking about the past and the shitty cards you were dealt. Those cards are gone.
Okay? Sure, we read the hands over.
Hands over.
They're
move on to your next
hand. They shuffled and now they're dealing again.
Yeah, they're dealing again.
What kind
you can't
of bet
talk
are you
about
make?
What happened. You can't talk about what happened in the last hand.
She is with Zach and yes, she does start crying because she was convinced that she would have gone home if it were up to him. Zach says, no, you're here for a reason. I see something.
He says he's impressed. He sees something in her.
They kiss.
He calms her down a little bit. He says he appreciates her, and they kiss. Maybe something there is what I wrote.
I think her fears, I thought her fears at that point should have been alleviated. I thought, well, that squashes that. That's the end of that.
That should be the end of that.
Back at the house. Been a while. Nothing's going on, really. Descartes, Christina Mandrell. But the back
hell
of the
yeah.
house, you know. Trying to move merch. AB back at the house.
Back at the house.
I thought as one who identified Christina as a potential early villain, I thought this bolstered that resume as a potential
Well, I guess we can talk about that later.
I'll say it.
Do you still think of her as the villain after this episode?
As well, I saw the preview from next episode, so I will hold off on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Take her headphones off. They turn against her, folks.
Really? Why?
We'll see. We'll see.
I thought she handled the whole thing with okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't know. Wow. Maybe it's a preview. Back on the group day, everyone's getting along. No drama at all. That's Tajwan, the 30th entrant of the Royal Rumble. That's Tajwan's music. Could it be? Maybe more like the 25th because she gets squashed. She gets tossed over the top rope almost immediately. Yep. But that is Tajwan's music. What did you make of her trying to get on the season, AB?
I appreciate you trying to get on, but I think what you tried to do, it could have used some work, just a little work, some polishing up.
Where
how
at?
You handle that everywhere, start to finish.
I liked first a good thing chunk
she of it. You did. First thing she says to Zach, I obviously bad bitch energy, want to lay it all out there. You're a good guy and have a good head on your shoulders, and that's something I'm looking for. I'd love to add myself to the mix. It's a good way to put it.
I like that.
I just want to see where you're at. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know who you are.
When she walked up and she goes, "Hey, do you mind if I talk to you?" He looked at her.
I don't know who you are.
It took him 10 seconds to realize, oh, you're not on the cast.
Where I'm at? Well, I don't know what's going on right
now.
Exactly.
That's where
you? Yes. I think there should have been more explanation on why she was there. Zach didn't have any clue what was going on.
And who she was.
She needed to come in here and sell the reasons for why she was going to be on this show. Because bringing her on, even though this is the perfect time of a season for the lead to let someone on, because you can make excuses for real easily for why you'd let someone on. We haven't had any. I haven't even had any one-on-one dates yet. Like, we don't have these relationships. I can bring whoever else I want. It shouldn't cause that much problem in the house. It'll cause a little bit, though, so you need to explain to him why you're there. Like, I saw you on the season, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of you. I want to explore something. We share these same interests, something that would make him want to. And I don't think she did that. I think she just was like, hey, I was on that bad bitch energy date. Remember me?
How about it?
I
mean,
you're a good guy, I'm a bad bitch.
Yin and Yang.
You interested in letting me back into the house?
Yeah, that's a fair critique. That's a totally fair critique. Speaking about coming late, in my opinion, any former cast member should be able to crash any group date and ask to join until the third rose ceremony. That's when at that point you pull up the gates for good. People forget Blake Moynes joined Katie's season in like week 5 or later and won.
Yeah, remember when he opened that door when she was going to tell him that he's going to come on this show? He's completely naked.
The further we get away from Blake Moynes, the more I realize he's one of the great cast members.
I read an article that he's helping do something in Africa. And he's got an infection and had to have surgery. So prayers up to Blake Moynes,
prayers
one of
up
our
to
favorites.
Blake Moynes. Yes.
Prayers up. Big prayers up.
The you're all talking about equal footing. I mean, she's not that far behind you. This is the first date of the season. It's really not that big a deal. I felt like it was shouldn't have been that
That's
big
what
a deal
I was,
if she joined.
I was if she was joining, this would be the perfect time for her to join in terms of not looking bad for Zach.
Did you
eyes.
Want her to join? Because I did.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You did or didn't?
I did. Because here's why. Everyone's really getting along, right? This group wants to be a group that all is friends. We need the boat to be rocked a little bit.
Let
Disturb
me tell you.
This harmony.
Just for future reference, anytime someone is asked to join, anyone that's coming, whether I know them or not, coming to the show late and trying to join, I will be on board for that. You don't need to ask me. I will be on board. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I don't even know this person. Just a 31st just person. We brought her in late.
Yeah, that's
yeah I want her to join. Yes. Yes, I do. I bring someone in every week if it was up to me.
Okay. I just liked her attitude. She said she knew she wasn't going to be liked. Her presence wasn't going to be appreciated. So she said,
she
you know,
leaned
I
got, into it.
While I'm at it, you know, you guys weren't very good on the date. I thought I could.
You
come,
guys weren't
you know,
that bad. Y'all weren't that
I like
bad.
My chances here.
She said, today some of you guys miss your opportunity to really connect with Zach. I don't know what she's talking about. And then she said, you know, who's really his wife here? I don't see any. I don't see any wife material. I mean, she leaned
harsh
into
yeah.
She leaned into being the villain.
Yeah, I wish she would have stayed, but Zach declined because he's establishing real feelings, as we know. And the group date rose goes to Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on the date?
It was funny when she was told she can't come on the show, and then she
had like a impromptu Tahoe moment on
she
the
had
couch.
A quick, she had a Tahoe moment. Everyone else figures it out and finds a person, and I never do. I'm like, what the fuck? what are we talking about here?
The odds were stacked against you here, Tajwan. This was not. Back at the house. Tongue talk.
Should be the name of the damn season, Tongue Talk.
There's a lot of Tongue Talk.
Yeah.
Christina Mandrell prepares for a one-on-one. Christina Mandrell has a daughter. She's excited to share that news with him. Zach arrives and Gabby reveals to the camera that she hasn't even spoken with him yet. You know, you need to handle that because eye contact is being made in group situations and it's not with you.
You have to have a first conversation. Like, hey, I know we met the once, just wanted
fake
to introduce
injury.
Myself again.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Fake a slip.
Anything.
My ankle.
Some attention.
A little attention.
Yeah. Yep.
It's been done before. Christina, one-on-one day, daytime. You want to get back to Bachelor Basics. You get on an aircraft and buzz the mansion.
Well, first
on
you
very
ride
first
with,
date.
You ride with the top down in the car. You go to the helipad, you get in the Bachelor helicopter, and you fly past the Bachelor mansion. That is textbook. Bachelor date.
It's a sliced bread. It might not be the sliced bread of the franchise, but it is.
It's close. It's
you
probably
know, it's ham and
it
eggs.
It has to be.
It's a real core concept to the show.
Yeah. I thought the vibes were great with these two.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Yeah. I thought the conversation was pretty good.
Well,
they're getting into,
you know, they're flying around, taking in the sights.
Yeah, kissing.
The sights on the inside of their eyelids.
Because
they were, eyes were closed.
Eyes were closed kissing, yeah. Helicopter was above the clouds. I haven't seen that before, I don't think. It was sitting above the clouds. Zach says, I'm feeling like I'm on cloud 9.
Mm-hmm. Happiness.
So then they kiss above the clouds. They're on cloud 9. Okay. Beautiful scene, I thought.
Only way it could have been better is if Pilot Pete were flying. That's the only way.
I don't know if Pete can fly helicopters.
Probably not. Plus, he probably would have stole Christina. You know Pete.
They should bring Pete on and give all the women a choice. Who do you want to be the bachelor? That's what I would do if I have a dud bachelor a couple weeks in. You know, I'd bring in my second choice.
You want to do different? You want to do something different?
Let's see if we want to go a different direction. As soon as he said, we're on cloud 9, I would have radioed in to bring someone else in.
He's doing cloud puns.
He's doing cloud puns.
I just don't know if
he's
my
doing cloud puns out there. He's doing cloud puns up here. We got to get someone else in. We got to go to fucking plan B.
Bring in the backup. The second portion of the daytime date, Zach's childhood home where they meet his family. Extended family. These are old favorites, AB.
I don't love when they go to meet the family on the first date. That's weird.
Of course it's weird. It's crazy.
It's just insane. Imagine doing this to someone. You have it's to even, feel it, for Christina. It's insanity.
Even worse on the show because now.
Terrible.
You know, in a vacuum in real life, this event does not affect the feelings of others necessarily. Mm-hmm. Here, there's 25 people going, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Why would
you do that?
Imagine why going on a first date and surprising the person by taking them to a barbecue with your entire family.
Well, hey, this is what they do, AB. Just off the top of my head, Ari did this.
Yeah.
I forgot with who. Peter did this with Maddie at his parents' vow renewal in their backyard, no less.
Was it their first date, though?
Don't hold me to that,
remember,
but I'm pretty sure.
This early. This is the first.
Ari did it first, the second week, too. Ari did it second week.
Damn.
They flew to Arizona and did it.
Okay.
All right.
So, bizarre.
I of course it is, but it's not unprecedented. I think this makes Christina, prior to her reveal, a Final Four lock. I mean, she has punched her ticket to, you know, Greensboro. This is locked in.
And I thought she handled the whole day well, too.
Oh, she fit in great.
Yeah.
Fitting great. I also, maybe the date's silly, but I like real, I am pro real world settings where people not on the show.
The setting.
Yes.
I just felt for Christina because this is a terrible situation to be in. I would not want to be in her shoes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we get a transition to the nighttime portion when mom pulls out the photo album. A little too early for the photo album, I thought.
Photo album isn't necessary either. Mm-mm.
The photos remind Christina of her own daughter. I have a daughter. I need to tell that to Zach. But yeah, other than that, I thought they looked comfortable together.
I thought so too. Christina fit in well with the friends, the cousins. Seemed like a good time. Mm-hmm.
Christina Mandrell, one-on-one date nighttime. Just a quick reminder, she has a daughter.
And she's scared because she doesn't know if having a kid will be too much for him. She has no idea. He's a young guy. What is he, 25, 26?
26, maybe.
You never know.
I felt Zach seems a little more loose around her. He
Did
seemed
you?
A little more, maybe, himself.
Hmm.
I don't know.
There's a reason he took her to meet his family. There's always a reason. He would only do this with someone. There's a reason we're saying that she's a favorite now. It's because you would only do this with someone that you really see something with.
Christina reveals the existence of her daughter, 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to cook up some body language opinions? I'll do it.
I would love you to.
The look on Zach's face was, shit.
That was an aw shit?
He was spooked.
Spooked. Mm.
He was spooked. The color went out of his face.
It wasn't
like
what he was
ghost.
Expecting.
He looked like a ghost himself.
It was not what he was expecting.
No. What did you make
that
of his
I know.
Response?
I thought he was okay in the response to her. His response to the camera was concerning to me, Rim.
Ooh.
Once alone in his confessional, he says, I don't know how to react to this. I'm scared of it. And I think sometimes you have to be selfish. I think I've said this before. Any trepidation there is going to... It makes me think that person will not win eventually. She'll be here for a long time, I think, but eventually that'll be the reason that these two break up.
Did you think there was any point, any moment, was there any moment where you thought he might send her home here?
Yeah, I did think. I thought it was a possibility. It's by having that reaction, it tells me this was not on his game plan.
Yeah.
Coming into this, like that's not what he's looking for. He needs to figure out if that is something he can even accept right now.
Yeah.
Which tell me it's definitely not what he's looking for at this point.
I appreciated his honesty.
He was honest. I'm not saying this is a negative about Zach. I'm saying this is probably going to be the end of these two because of that response. I don't know that this is something he's looking for right now, which is completely fine.
I feel like on this show when this happens, the lead puts on a brave face and acts like this is no big deal. It doesn't change how they feel about their potential relationship at all. But I thought he was honest about it. He says, that scares me. Becoming an instant dad is a scary thought for me. I need to, you know, think through that. While at the same time, he didn't make her feel as if it was like a black mark on her resume or something like that.
Agreed.
So I felt this is a pretty solid exchange here. But yes, I did think there was a chance she was going home just based on how he was behaving toward the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But not the case. He offers her the rose at the end. And for some reason, Christina got a Tahoe send-off at the end of a successful date.
Strange, nothing happened after the date. I haven't seen that before. Like, he just walked her out and they...
No fireworks, no...
No, nothing. No violin music playing budget. Or something. Yeah. Anything. Yeah.
No, just getting the right, that'll do it.
Head on out.
Off you go.
Let's take a quick break unless you have anything else on that, AB.
Nope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous StoryWorth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves StoryWorth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/Rosecast. That's StoryWorth.com/Rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Group date 2, nighttime. Merely a half day.
A lot on the line for a lot of these girls, especially ones who haven't talked to them. But yes, it was just a nighttime date. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I feel like they've done this before. They just don't. They film the daytime, cut
they
it
film
to
it.
Fit it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But because they only showed us the nighttime, I can only assume this is the B team. Let's just pretend they only got one half of a date. This is the B team of the group dates.
I'm okay thinking that, yeah.
Effortless sweater jeans combo from our stunning lead, Zach. Somebody needs to build this guy up.
Nobody's doing it.
He looked great. What a combo. What an outfit. What did you make of Ariel from The Big City?
She does the whole write down your biggest fears. I'm hitting my next button, Rim. I'm not doing homework on my first time talking to you. Next.
Oh, if you're Zach, you're in the next button. I thought you were jumping ahead 15 seconds on the DVR.
Next. No, me. If I'm
there should be a next element to the show. You should be able to next people.
If I'm the bachelor, I don't want to do homework right now, okay? I don't want to do a writing assignment. But yeah, she wrote down, she did an actual fear, then he did a fear, then she's like, can you read my next fear? And it's like, I fear not getting a kiss tonight. I wrote here, I still have no clue who this is because they had not showed me yet.
That didn't work for me. Too many.
Oh, that didn't work for you.
No, it didn't. You see, he sees it coming a mile away, and then he reads, and he's like, says here, your biggest fear is to not be be kissed tonight. Oh, okay, I get it. So you want to be kissed. All right, let's kiss.
I don't know. That there are cooler ways to do that.
But she got a kiss out of it, and it was a pretty good one.
That was the start of a kiss marathon that Zach goes on for the next 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Making a play
all
for
all kisses.
Making a play for Ari's title of the kissing bandit.
Yeah, most kisses in a season. I imagine he's going to get there.
There he's was kissing a t- everybody. It's not even it ain't even about quantity, it's about quality. Ari had a reputation for the being the most sensual kisser you know America has to offer at the time. He, just a generational lip talent was Ari Leyendijk. But yes, there was a montage of non-contenders, no names on the screen, and a lot of
smooches. Greer was there. When you say non-contenders.
Is Greer still a contender?
Because she came on this date, you're saying?
Partially.
Greer's still a contender.
And
she
other
got the
people
first
jumped
impression.
Up. Other people jumped up.
Yeah, they're still. She's still there.
Let's move to Jess's interaction with Zach.
Well, it was Greer kisses him, Katie kisses him. Charity?
Kaylee? Charity?
Is Charity on the show still?
Yes, Charity's on the show.
Charity kisses him. So that was three kisses. Then he goes to Jess. She says she's crushing on Zach. Have you noticed his thing is like saying kick ass? Have you noticed him say that? That's like one of his terms that he uses a bunch. Keep an eye on it. Just something to watch.
What was he describing here as kick ass?
Oh, you're just a kick ass person. He also said you're a kick ass mom or something earlier.
Okay, all right, this is
just
good,
something
Amy.
To keep. Hey, keep an eye on it. That's all I'm saying. Two kick asses in a 24-hour period. That's something. My ears perked up on the second and third ones. So I he said another one later. So he said three kick asses. That's. I just have my eyes on it.
I will also keep my
phrase?
Ears open for badass as well. If you say kick ass, you probably say badass.
Yeah, yeah.
They're gonna do a physical date, and he's going to describe their performance to the group
badass.
As badass.
That was badass. Yeah,
you're all badasses out there. Promise you. I feel like I've seen this season.
All right. Jess asks Zach, "I want to know something unique about you." He talks about some disease he had when he was a kid. They didn't know if he was going to live. It was emotional. They then kiss. Jess says they have a connection growing, and him opening up just meant the world to her. Jess is fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Fallen fast. Falling.
Okay, I was going to say, I heard has fallen. And I said,
no,
whoa, now
is falling. Yeah, Jess is falling.
She felt like time stopped, AB. That's big.
That is big.
For everybody else, time is moving.
It's still
at either
moving.
A regular rate or too fast. For Jess, time stopped here. I mean,
that's something to note.
That's not something you forget. And if it stopped for her, you wonder what was his perception of time during their kissing.
I would like
if it stopped as well. Then I mean,
you're on to something.
Gabby still hasn't had a convo with him yet.
She says today is make or break because she hasn't talked to him. She feels like she's way behind, and she's right. I wrote here. She is right.
She is absolutely correct. What's making that worse is everybody comes back to the group and just spills
applying
all the details.
New lipstick when they sit yeah. down. They're having to apply new lipstick. That's what
not,
really
they
hurts.
Do not have to fix their hair, though. That's an Ari thing.
Okay. No, his hands. I appreciate that. Get your it's hands early. Out of their hair this early.
At the house, there's a discussion of oversharing with between Genevieve and Brooklyn. They're not fans of everyone coming back.
Oh, was that at the house? I thought that was still there.
Almost positive that was at the house.
Probably was. I have no idea. Yeah.
It was a well-placed
yeah.
segment. Continued the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the date, this was all building up to Gabby talking with him. What did you make of her? She think herself out of the game here.
They do this all the time. It's the classic bachelor or bachelorette contestant that is way behind everyone else, and then they get in their own head about being behind, and then when they actually get the time, they blow it
flubbed.
Because they're obviously in their own head, and then that person goes home. It's a tale as old as time.
Okay? Remember Wells was on JoJo's season?
Wells.
He hadn't kissed her till like week seven on their
hadn't
first one-on-one
her.
Date?
Hand kissed her, and then
and
the kiss
sucked.
Went bad.
It went bad.
That kiss stunk.
So finally, Gabby and Zach talk, and you're right. It
goes bad.
It was better than I thought. She
Really?
She left it and goes, that was a bit of a word vomit, but I don't know. They seem to be laughing, getting along at the start.
Yeah, the nickname thing wasn't working.
The name thing was
right
bad.
Right off the bat, that was bad game. Real bad game. Didn't land.
You got to.
He didn't like it.
At that point, you got to grab onto a railing, and that railing is saying, I value my family. That's just like, let's steady the ship here and go to something real bland. I like my parents.
And that's what she did.
That's what Gabby
did. I wrote here, Gabby is home. Gabby is going home. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about this. That's what I wrote in the moment.
The group day rose delivery was Zach went to the Tayshia method, which is call out three people, then give the rose to one.
I actually thought he was giving it to Ariel first. I didn't think he was doing the triple. I thought his delivery wasn't great.
He did turn toward Ariel and kind of like.
Yeah, I thought he was giving it to Ariel.
It was like a light lunge in her direction.
I was mildly surprised when he then said Katie's name, gave her props, and then called out Jess, and then eventually gave it to Jess. If I was Ariel, I would have had my hand out ready for the rose. It would have been humiliating. Thank you. Thank you for the first impression, Rose.
Well,
and then
hold
he
on
goes,
there
and Katie. And Katie.
You know, it had to go to Jess because of that reveal.
Yep.
You can't tell somebody something. Say, I've never told anyone this, and then give the rose to someone else. That's
agreed.
Just the benefit of being a confidant.
Yep, agreed. And the time thing.
Well, the time stopped as well, yeah.
And the time stopping. Yeah.
Gabby did not get a mention.
Of course she didn't.
I don't know why she was shocked by this, but yes, you didn't have a top three convo.
You didn't kiss him.
Everyone
else kissed him. Everybody else kissed him besides you.
So she storms off. She's crying. Is she considering leaving? We don't know. There's no follow-up.
I would have
thought about it, yeah. At this point, you're really far away from the first international trip, so...
Yeah.
It's a long road ahead to stick around.
You have to decide if you want to take the chance. Maybe you'll get a rose. Maybe something... Maybe you can do... I thought it was unlikely, just knowing my history. I thought it was unlikely. So, yeah, I would have sent myself home if I was her. I don't want to go through that.
Cocktail party. Zach enters, gives a little toast, says bad bitch energy, which I think should end the relevance of the phrase for good. Lotto had her a good run with her song, made a lot of money, and she sold out. This was a cash out moment.
That's a cash out.
She went into this knowing that the phrase would lose its coolness afterwards, after it's aired, and it did. So, hope you got a nice check. But Zach ruined.
They really did.
Zach ruined your Spotify streams.
Zach ruined bad bitch energy. For the rest of time.
In his toast, Zach also mentions that Christina met his family on their one-on-one date. What do you think?
What do I think about Christina not telling them? Because then it was revealed. Yep. Christina said, I didn't even tell everybody. I thought that was classy of her.
Oh.
If she was the real villain, you're telling everybody.
Yeah.
She didn't brag about it. I took that as a big positive for Christina.
Interesting.
Big positive.
I took it as a... maybe that's true, but also, if you don't tell people and they find out, they might be even more upset. If you come back and say it, and don't brag about it, you say like, hey, it's kind of weird, I had nothing to do with it, but he did take me... he did take me on this date, and I met his family. Like, if I were to be, I would have chosen that, but that's what we did. So if you hear anything about that, it wasn't my idea.
Yeah, I can see it go both ways.
So
I took it as she was protecting her new friends. This is a huge deal that I got to go meet, but I don't want to get in all these girls. I don't want to rub it in. I'm just going to, you know, leave that. I'm not going to say anything.
What you're saying is accurate, though. Crystal would have come back and smeared that news
immediately
everywhere.
Said it. Yeah.
Yes. So what's your opinion on Zach mentioning it on the toast then? Absent-minded or...
Well, what happens definitely. On these dates? You can't talk about them with other. I don't want to talk about my date, or I don't want you talking about our date to
not
everybody.
The group toast, not in the group toast.
I don't want that. I thought it was in bad form.
They don't want
poor
it either.
Form.
Even if they didn't, even if they didn't meet his family, if they
who
went in
wants
a hot
to
air
hear
balloon,
that?
He doesn't want to go like, hey, you're holding up the champagne glass, toasting to everyone. By the way, so and so, we had a great time in the hot air balloon.
Me and Greer went on a hot air balloon. What are you talking about? This is your toast.
Gabby and Zach, what'd you make of this one? Did she salvage herself?
Wow, Rem. Here's the meme. Undertaker meme. Sitting right out of that casket.
Exactly.
Alive from the fucking dead. I thought she was dead. I said it multiple times in my notes in real time. Gabby is definitely going home. And here she is. Not dead. Walking.
Really?
Thriving. I can't remember a time someone has flipped the script quite like this. Truly unbelievable what she was able to do. They had a terrible conversation. She could barely even get her words out when she was talking to him. She somehow, despite 20-some girls kissing him at that point, her not kissing him, she collected herself, calmed down, planned something, and it all worked.
It worked. Beautifully.
And she was charming. Mm. It was all there. It was all there. Just can't remember a time I've been more surprised by something happening.
Totally agree. I thought she was at the bottom of a well with no one around to help, and she pulled herself out.
No chance. She pulled herself out of the well.
She got out of the well.
Remember Well Boy? It's down there for years.
No, what is that a reference to?
There was a Well Boy. You don't remember Well Boy?
Falcon Heaney?
I don't know his name.
No, that's Balloon Boy. Are you telling me there's a real kid in a well who survived for a long time and got out?
I think there was a kid in a well for a long time that got out. I think there was.
Pretty cool. That's what Gabby did.
That's what she did.
The peanut butter cup thing was great. She said, I know you like peanut butter cups. The look on his face was like, oh my gosh, I haven't had one since I found out I was going to be the Bachelor. I would kill for a peanut butter cup right now. So they ate peanut butter cups. They laid in there, tramped it, and they kissed. It worked out great.
Peanut butter cups are a thing that you would get excited about. That was a big ass jar of peanut butter cups. So now I got this nice fancy jar. You know, I wake up in the morning and I pop a Reese's. It's right on my nightstand. Like, this is a tremendous gift that I will remember you for. Because you're not going to throw away those Reese's. It's too good of a candy.
He's going to be thinking about her every time he pops one of those, which will every be six time. Times a day.
Six times a like day me. For the next week, he will be thinking of Gabby in these delicious peanut butter cups.
He's going to be burping at the rose ceremony going, ugh.
Peanut Gabby. Butter burps.
Gabby.
It's going to be a peanut butter burp. He asks her, do you want a peanut butter cup? She goes, do you want a lady in tramp it? My answer would be absolutely not. Of course not. That's an absurd
Thinking
question.
Thinking on her feet, though.
But it worked for him. Mm. He says, yes, of course I do. They do a peanut butter lady in the tramp.
Maybe that's his substance. Maybe that's
his
thing.
And then they kiss again after Gabby. Undertaker meme, out of the casket, alive and well. Holy cow.
The rodeo racer Brooklyn shows him at a lasso in the driveway. Then there was a segment where Brianna comes to term with the fact that she's on this dating show and that other people are connecting with a Zach. To hear her tell it, the America's First Impression Rose was the worst thing that could have happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
I agree it's not what you want necessarily.
It's not ideal,
but how you can parlay it into something good, or you could...
I was going to say, it might not be ideal, but I think it could be turned into something good.
You have something to talk about with him right away.
Yeah.
Brianna has resentment, it's revealed, toward Christina for comments Christina made on night one about Brianna wearing a rose dress.
A comment, interestingly, usually we haven't seen these comments.
Yes.
This is a comment we saw live, and we didn't bring it up.
I did not mention it. I didn't feel it was worth mentioning.
It wasn't worth mentioning.
That's us.
As podcasters, we do a 2-hour podcast, usually. Pretty much talk about everything. Everything that happens, every line of dialogue we usually talk about. We both individually made the decision that this wasn't even worth mentioning in the moment. That's how insignificant this was to us, at least.
The comments were about Brianna having a rose, which everyone is going to say something about to her when she walks in the group.
Yeah, of
course.
Wearing
a rose dress, which Brianna claims was coincidental.
Yeah.
And Christina said at one point, oh my gosh, I hate you, JK. Now, far be it from me to tell Brianna how she should feel about that, but it felt to me like
I'll
a comment that was not meant to be taken seriously at all. If you're in that situation, oh my God, I hate you, JK.
The first time she met her.
mean, I think that probably means something closer to you. I'm jealous of your status as an not only a fan favorite, but you're safe tonight.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Didn't feel to me like it rose to the level of this secret bully needs to be rooted out of the group.
Yeah, I'm with
you. In my opinion.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you here.
Okay.
I wrote here, are they going to try to make this out like Christina's a villain here?
Yes.
Is that what they're trying to do? Brianna says it felt like a slap in the face. And then when she got the one-on-one, Christina, it hurt her. That she was getting it, and it made her think about this moment that had stuck with her. It made her feel uncomfortable that first night, and it's continued to make her feel uncomfortable because she doesn't know if the other girls hate her. Now, again, I think we'd both argue Christina doesn't hate Brianna. Maybe she does, but based on what she said there
from the moment.
In the first time that they met, in that moment, I did not take that as her actually hating Brianna. That was not the vibe I got from that conversation.
Brianna, to her credit, sits down with Christina to talk it out. A polite interaction, I felt. Christina claims not to remember the comment. I think maybe she probably did. Who knows? But Christina didn't, I don't think, come off as defensive, which is usually the case on the show. So apology given, apology accepted. Anything on that?
I don't know that I've seen what I considered a more sincere, immediate apology than I saw here. I don't know why this wasn't squashed immediately. Christina was instantly apologetic. And it wasn't one of those fake, like, I'm sorry that what I said made you feel this way or something. Yeah, you know how that people say that? Like, you're acting terrible. I'm sorry you're acting terrible. It wasn't that type of apology. It seemed genuinely, I'm sorry I made you... I've ruined this experience for you so far. I am sorry.
So you bought the sincerity.
I bought the sincerity. I did. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Now, it could just be her knows, she knows the show, and like, you can't get caught up in this shit right now.
Especially after a successful one-on-one date, yeah.
Brianna just lost me here, Rim. She lost me. Mm. She lost me with all of this. After the apology, I don't know what more could you ask, though, if you're Brianna?
From Christina Mendel.
Than that level of apology. Sure. Yeah. But then she says, I'm choosing to believe you don't remember and that there was no malicious intent, which is Brianna saying, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you don't remember. For us to be friends, I'm going to need to see a lot of action because of that? Now, again, if there's something more here that I haven't seen... That's one thing, but from what I've seen, this is absurd. This is absurd. I need to show you more.
We'll see it play out, AB. We'll see it play out.
Because me and you met, and I said I hate you, but I was clearly joking because I had just met you seconds ago. How do I hate someone that I just met seconds ago? Maybe there'll be some Rosecast listeners that can fill me in on what's going on here that I'm missing. I think I'm missing something.
Brianna then goes to Zach.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, if Brianna name drops to Zach, then you question even what was the point of even going to
Christina,
Christina in the first place.
She was trying to name drop.
She was trying to name drop.
She was trying to name drop.
She was trying to get Zach to ask her. To her credit, she didn't say it. She didn't say anything, so Zach doesn't know. What did you make of Zach declining to know the name? Because throughout Bachelor history, the lead wants to know the name of the offender so they can either eliminate them or make accommodations if it's a favorite.
Zach handles it pretty well. He says, I'm someone who doesn't like drama at all. And if it's already handled, don't bring it up. Because she mentioned, like, I already talked to the person and it's handled. He's like, well, if it's already handled, you don't really need to tell me the name. And she's like, well, you want to know the name? Are you sure you don't want to know this name?
It still felt like it was an odd interaction to me, because even after that, they transition into Zach saying something about how he feels like he can't be himself around her. Not much eye contact from him.
Mm-mm.
And suddenly Brianna's on the outs heading into the rose ceremony.
Do you think Zach being completely anti-drama and probably it seems based on this this interaction that he will try to distance himself from the drama. That might result in more drama because you're never nipping it in the bud.
Well, that is galaxy brain stuff, AB. I think. let me think about that.
Lady that looks like Julia Roberts.
Yeah, meme. That's not Julia Roberts.
I know. Someone told us that. We both thought it was Julia Roberts.
I was convinced it was.
What do you think? I think I would be the same way. If I was Zach and they'd bring the drama to me, I'd be like, all right, you guys handle it. But that could result in... That could result in a fucking explosion.
Dumpster fire,
the
explosion. Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't think Leeds ever nip it in the bud anyway. Leeds intervening has never had the effect of like, okay, we'll stop.
That's true. They usually do something though. Yeah. Like he's like, don't even. I don't want to know the name even.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't. But your stance is. Brianna was making a mountain out of a molehill on this.
I don't even think you could consider this a molehill.
Well, okay. I tend to agree, and I think producers were probably in her ear, and I think another factor of having the America's First Impression Rose was playing into it as well. So she was just on, you know, skating around on ice, she felt. Trying to grab at stuff.
I don't think there was even an animal underneath there, Rim. I don't think there was an animal.
Underneath what?
Under the ground making hills. I don't think there was any animal rooting around there. I don't think so.
Okay. Rose ceremony. The women who have roses already from dates are Catherine from group date 1, Christina Mandrell, and Jess from group date 2. The rose order is as follows: Brooklyn, Genevieve, Greer, Allie, Charity, Katie, Gabby. I would have spread out the names ending in E sound. Ariel, Anastasia, Kylie, Davia, Mercedes, Bailey, Brianna. Brianna, final rose. Sent home are Kat, Kimberly, and Victoria J.
Gabby went from for certain going home to
right
not even close to going home, middle of the pack. What a turnaround.
Yeah. Totally agree. That was, I can't believe that happened.
It is almost impossible to be in the spot that she's in and not spiral even further out of contention. But she, you know, she took a step back. She calmed herself down. She got in there. And took care of business.
It's
incredible.
The challenge. She might have FaceTimed, you know, family from home and gotten a pep talk like they do on the challenge. Yeah. Like, yeah. I need something here. And that's what happened. Go to do the Reese's thing. You want to know anything from the preview? I won't name names,
well,
but I'll tell
first,
you what happens.
Rim, did you notice Jesse's testing out a new...
No.
New, I'm sorry if you didn't get a rose.
What did he say?
It wasn't a new word. It wasn't new wording. It was a new voice. He went much lower, and he was like almost whispering it. It was like, sounded like if Batman was whispering something to you, serious. That's what it sounded like. He got lower.
I'm gonna have to run that back.
He went lower, and he gets softer. It's a new voice he's testing now. I guarantee it. Keep an eye on it next week.
I will be keeping an eye on that.
Keep an eye on his voice.
Ladies.
It was like that.
What can you say? The preview includes a football game, a tackle or two in touch. What do you think, AB?
I assume they're playing tackle with no padding, no helmets.
I think they have padding, but it is.
Do
tackle.
They have helmets?
Of course, it's tackle. I think they have helmets too. We gotta get the helmets. You can do like gags with the helmets and stuff.
Okay, good.
Someone gets a one-on-one overnight in a tent. We're led to believe
in a tent.
He says. Do you wanna stay the night? She's like, yeah, in this fucking tent? Yeah, dude. I don't know if that's next week, but that was the implication. And most importantly, the house turns against Christina Mandrell.
Why?
She was crying on the stairs.
Is it because of this? The Brianna thing? Is there more to this? Am I gonna
know,
sound AB. Bad at the end of this?
I don't know, AB. You can only go by what
for
you see on the screen.
For backing up Christina Mandrell?
It might be related.
That's
it might
what
not
I did.
Be. Who knows?
There is a clip of Brianna talking to Zach like, I tried to tell you she was bad news. So I don't know what happens. Anything else before we get to the mailbag, etc.?
That's too bad. No, I don't think so.
773-234-7794. Last week's question was, what do you want out of the season? You want drama-free? You want back to the basics? You want antics? What do you want? Carly from Utah summed it up well, I think. She says, I don't want, quote, I heard this other contestant is an escort and will spread that around as fact to tear her down drama, but I am 100% on board with we kissed and it was terrible and I need to do something to salvage this drama. I don't think when fans were saying they were sick of drama, they meant all they want is placid moments between bland leads. They just didn't like all the screen time that truly terrible people were getting for being immature and cruel to others. Thank you, Carly. Chelsea from Maryland, I like drama in a season, but it has to be genuine drama. Not the kind that we've seen the last few years that's completely cooked up by heavy-handed producers. Example, Champagne Gate. I want the drama that comes from a combination of great casting and people being super into the lead. This is a Paradise example, but Mari throwing the cake at Demi gave Kenny for, but Mari throwing the cake Demi gave Kenny for his birthday is what I like to see. Thank you, Chelsea. Leanne from Boston. I want the drama. I love a Corinne, a Crystal, a Lace. I do as well. Probably in that order.
Who doesn't?
In reverse order, actually.
Lace Corinne, number
Crystal,
one.
Lace, Crystal, Corinne. But I want silly drama, like Corinne napping through a rose ceremony and everyone losing it. There's a delicate balance to strike when it comes to these storylines, and sometimes the editing slash producing let small stuff go on for way too long and it gets stale. Also, I loved the fence jump, but you can't let that happen every season or it loses its appeal. Thank you, Leanne. 470 area code, I'm elated they seem to be going back to OG Bachelor. The antics were fun, but the love story should be the focus and was seemingly going back to what made me love the show in the first place. I'm psyched for this season, even if Zach seems a bit boring. Thank you, 470. Speaking of cookie cutters, AB, 816 says, I would be down for a cookie cutter season if the lead was someone Bachelor Nation wanted. I don't necessarily think Zach was Bachelor Nation's top pick, therefore I think drama would add a lot to this season. But if the lead was Rodney, a fan fave, I absolutely think a boring season ending an engagement and a wedding special would be ideal. Thank you, 816. Laura from Alabama, first-time texter. So I think y'all, and maybe the producers, might be thinking about this the wrong way, that a season-slash-lead can only be boring or chaotic-slash-weeping disaster. I think there's an entire category we are missing, a lead who is committed, funny, and joyful, and some people fall in love, and some get their hearts broken, and sometimes there's a hilarious villain that eventually gets sent home. We've had lots of examples of this. Caitlin, Jason, Rachel, Sean, Michelle. By trying to please everyone, they have picked the blandest white man on the planet, and as a result, they've made no one happy. No offense, Zach, I'm sure he's a nice person. I mean, why not pick a Rodney or even a pre-Victoria Greg? Of course, some people won't be happy, but so many would be excited and care.
Talking about Greg Grippo?
Talking about Greg Grippo.
Let me stop you right there, Rip. Hold up.
But so many people would be excited and care and watch and talk about it. We all miss the fun of the show, and the producers decided that means we want it to be bland and boring. It's just so sad. Thank you, Laura from Alabama.
A complete heel Bachelor. That would be something.
I don't think that's what Laura was implying. I don't think that was what Laura was implying.
That's what I'm looking for. A Hollywood Hogan Bachelor. That's what I want.
I mean, you and I obviously want Hollywood Hogan. I want actual Hollywood Hogan as a Bachelor in his garb.
Playing a fucking championship belt, spray painting everything.
Big group day today, ladies. We're going to have you man the table.
Brother. No, he calls him brother.
Yeah, he calls him all brother.
We're going to Tampa.
Jenna from New York. When it comes to if a season should have more drama or be more serious on the love aspects, I think it depends on how the season itself ended. For example, Clayton's season ended in a complete dumpster fire, so that made it destined to be a crazier drama-filled season than Pilot Pete's. For Zach, based on the edit, it seems like his season will actually end up in engagement with no dramatic exits or fighting. I believe that's why they keep pushing this season is about love, because it's the first time since maybe Colton's season, where the lead picks a final girl and everyone is happy and still together. I love the drama, but I'm okay with more boring season if it means we get an engagement and marriage out of it to fix the horrible statistic of the vast majority of leads and final pick breaking up. I'm excited to see if Zach can truly be the next Sean Lowe. Thank you, Jenna.
That's an interesting point. You're almost saying you're going to throw away the entertainment for the statistics.
Yes.
For the marriage numbers, so you can start using that again. If you have, even though it'll be boring, if you have two seasons in a row of The Bachelor getting married, let's
go. We got to put something on the board, yeah.
We got something.
They want to be able to point to this.
Yeah. This works.
Told you. That's what they're going to say when this works. Caroline, I think it's hard to say if I want a less dramatic season or not, because regardless if we have a wild season or a vanilla season, the producers are going to make the tiniest of tiny things sound like gigantic deals. So even if the content isn't that dramatic, everything is going to be positioned to appear that way. I think Zach will be a regular old bachelor with not a lot of juice, aside from his sailor's mouth, and I really can't see him breaking a bunch of hearts. Who knows? Let's see what happens. P.S. I recently became a patron, and I'm so glad I did.
Oh.
This is from Caroline, not
me. We didn't pay her.
No. I've even gotten my husband to listen to your stuff. Very interesting, Caroline. Thank you. Is there a website you could go to?
Wow.
If you're interested in something like that, AB, or Caroline, perhaps? Oh, here it is. Patreon.com/RimandAB. And, well, look at this. I see here on this card, Norm McDonald.
What's it got on there?
Free trials are now activated on patreon.com/RimandAB.
Wow, free trial? You can just try it?
You can try before you buy.
See if it's for you?
We're giving you 2 weeks for free, and then we're going to charge you secretly, repeatedly, in perpetuity. That's Patreon. Everyone knows that? No, but seriously, you get 2 free weeks.
Wow.
I think we're going to... Wow.
They get a chance to try it. Wow. Wow.
You know, that's a big hesitancy. I don't want to commit, you know, $4 for a whole month. That's, you know...
Rim, you might not have seen this. I have a gigantic announcement for this week of More Rim and AB.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm going to say it on More Rim and AB. I already have it planned out.
What kind of idiot am I?
What kind of idiot? Why would I share that here?
I don't know.
I have a gigantic announcement. Okay? Stay tuned if you're a patron. If you're not, then you don't get to...
You're
not staying tuned.
Up to the hype. You're going to tell me.
Gigantic.
We have a couple other topics to discuss in the mailbag. Thank you, Caroline. Mm. The first is regarding UFDA. From Martha, I'm not from North Dakota, but from Minnesota. My family uses UFDA on the regular, I think it's UFDA or UFDA, on the regular to express strong emphasis, both positive and negative. UFDA, that was good. After a really tasty dinner. UFDA, it's chilly when the wind chill is minus 30.
Mm.
My partner's from the West Coast, and he keeps using UFDA sarcastically, which only convinces us locals. Thank you, Martha.
I have a comment.
Let's hear it.
Before I forget. Okay, here we go. This is from Haley. Holly? Haley?
No, there's no way honest Haley to God. And Holly can be confused.
H-A-L-L-E.
That's probably Halle.
Is that Halle? Or Haley?
Well, that's Halle Berry. I doubt it's Haley. It's definitely not Holly. I think it's Halle.
Holly?
Halle, like Halle Bailey or Halle Berry or Haley.
This is from the Facebook group, which is nearing 2,000 people, Rim. Any day, we're going to hit 2,000. It'll be a huge celebration. I can't see the number.
Why not?
So I don't know how to see it. I don't know how to see the number of people.
Link is in the show notes.
Don't know exactly how to see it. But we're getting close to 2,000. If you want to be that person. That 2000th person to join the group. Anyways, from the Facebook group, resident horse girl reporting for duty. I have been active in rodeo my whole life, state and national level. Humble brag, but this is to say that nobody has ever rode a horse, that nobody that has ever rode a horse has referred to themselves as a rodeo racer. Me and some friends had a good laugh about this 100% producer-made title on Monday. Remember, Brooklyn was called a rodeo racer, was her profession? So she's saying the producers made that. I have mutual friends with Brooklyn, and she is a barrel racer, riding a horse around three cans in a cloverleaf pattern, fastest time wins. Sounds awesome. And a breakaway roper. Rope the calf, and when the slack is pulled, the rope breaks away from the saddle, and again, fastest time wins. I'm rooting for Brooklyn and them loving someone from the Western world on the franchise. Just wanted to bring a little more knowledge about what the title actually means to save everyone the Google. Thank you.
Thank you, Howie.
For that information. Anytime you have some rodeo information, please share. I'm very interested in that culture.
It's like, I like this culture right here.
I like that.
The
like
great big
culture.
Ones. The very, yeah, great I big like black this. Said, rest in peace.
I like the radio culture. Or rodeo culture.
Rodeo.
Thank you, Hallie. Doug, 607. Here's something unsolicited, but I agree with from Doug. AB, listen up. All I want this season is for Jesse Palmer not to ruin the finale by assuming we've all heard spoilers. For the past two seasons, the finale started with Jesse saying in the studio, as we all know, and then proceeding to discuss postseason spoilers that I did not know. Hopefully this season they let us watch a proposal without a looming cloud of negativity and picture-in-picture reactions. Totally agree, Doug, 607. Most people don't know what happens. They're just watching what's on, and then that's
And a lot
it.
Of people set out specifically not to know.
Present
like,
company.
I am actively trying not to find spoilers.
Exactly.
And I assume many people are like that. So yeah, assuming that everyone knows is insanity.
That's what they do, though. That's
yeah,
what they do.
I know.
So obviously, everybody knows about Victoria and Greg. No?
No. I have no idea. Imagine if they didn't show Greg before Greg walked out. They hit Greg's music, and he comes out to booze. And we have no idea who's coming
out. He comes
out
shocked. Yeah.
Would have been way better.
Last one from Andrew in Pittsburgh. True merch story. We're doing double plugs this week. I'd be sorry.
Double plugs, hey. Double plugs.
You got to hit the quotas for the quarter. True merch story. I was super stoked to get my wife a Rosecast journal for Christmas. Waited excitedly for weeks to give it to her, and even saved it as the final big gift. Wow, thank you.
You tell me the last gift of the under the Christmas tree? What's that?
That's going to be dessert.
That is
flattering.
Flattering. Yeah.
Now imagine my surprise when her gift to me was a big Rosecast Guy coffee mug.
Oh, wow.
What a mind-blowing surprise. It was like O'Henry's Gift of the Magi, except no losers. Happy holidays. Spoiler alert for Gift of the Magi. Glad to have Rosecast back. Thank you, Andrew. 773-234-7794. AB,
The quality of the merch is pretty good. That's just what I've been hearing.
That's just what people are saying.
That's just what I've heard, okay?
Just reporting.
Just reporting what I've heard.
What's the question? 773-234-7794.
What did I have here? What was my question last week?
Your question was, what do you want from this season? Drama, no drama?
Okay.
What's the question for next week, AB?
I had one. It's not good. I'm trying to think of a different one.
Let's move on to the other segments while AB thinks of a question.
Okay. I got a headline for you. Let me tell
you
something.
You need to think of the question.
Well, let me give you the headline.
All right. AB's headline of the week. AB's bachelor headline
of the
week.
Let me tell you, Rim, the headlines out there are just as boring as Zach is. Okay. There's nothing good. I found one headline. This is from Showbiz Cheat Sheet. The Bachelor. Who is the tallest bachelor of all time? I thought I'd do a little exercise with you. Who do you think is the tallest bachelor? Give me top three tallest bachelors of all time.
Ben Higgins, Matt James, Zach Shallcross, maybe someone else in there.
Pretty good, Rim.
Sean Lowe.
There's three people tied at 6'5".
Colton and Clayton.
Colton. Clayton. Sorry, not Colton. Colton's not. Clayton is 6'5". Matt James was 6'5". And then Matt Grant, the lead of Bachelor Season 12, stands at 6'5", the first British Bachelor. I've never heard that name in my life. And then Zach, the reason they brought this up is Zach is right behind them at 6'4". Okay, the shortest is Jake Pavelka, stands at 5'10", Juan Pablo, 5'11". Ben Higgins is also 6'4", so that was a good guess, too. Great guesses.
All right, good headline. Hey, steer clear of headlines. I Googled The Bachelor, and then I don't know if these are just SEO deals, but I'll see like so-and-so's contestant full name, you know, M-. Are they the winner of the season?
First of all, there's nothing going on right now. Literally, I'm not joking. The headlines have never been worse. Wow. Never. It's all articles that are like freaking Brooklyn. Where's she from? What's her job? It's like articles just about the contestants from like a local thing talking about them being on The Bachelor. There's no good drama going on right now. I'm going to take a look next week. I might not have something every week. Just might not. Can't force
That's
it.
That's fine.
I already forced
this. No,
you
can't force it.
I agree.
All right. Do you have a question yet?
No, keep going.
All right. Here are my power rankings. After week one, it was Greer, Genevieve, Charity. Katie Bailey. Needless to say, there's been a big shakeup. After week two, we're going to go with number four, Greer. Number 3, Catherine. Number 2, Jess. And I have to put Christina Mandrell at number 1.
Even after seeing...
I was a little conflicted because I don't believe he's going to choose her at the end. But I feel most confident that she is going to be a final...
For a while.
4. Yeah. Maybe not hometown, but a
even
final 4.
Even with what you saw about her being the villain.
That didn't play a role in it, because Zach's not going to pay any... I think he's going to try and stay above the drama fray. He can pretend to be oblivious, maybe. Those are my top 4. Do you have any?
I'm going to say 4, Christina. 3, Gabby. 2.
3, Gabby.
You heard me.
2. She's not actually the Undertaker, AB.
Rim, did you hear what he said about her? He gives her butterflies.
Well, you didn't tell me that. Did time stop, though, as it did with Jess, number 2?
Jess is my number two. Jess is my number 2, and Greer is my number 1. I see something there with Greer. Yeah. Okay.
I like those rankings.
Yeah, they're good.
I love having Gabby in there. You've tied your card to
that.
I'm
all in on Gabby. What she did here was just... What if she can do that back against the wall? What can she do with a little momentum behind her, Rim? A little peanut butter cup momentum. Think about that. This is buying into
her
future stock.
Yeah,
that's all this is.
Yeah, you're projecting.
I'm projecting. Yeah.
The Rose League scoring update. Good power rankings. Rose League scoring update. We have 7 people had 139 points. Christina Mandrell, obviously the big scorer with 55. The sticker winner this week, randomly selected out of the 7 tied with 139, is Team TLBDMD. Thanks to everyone for playing.
Let's clap.
Thanks to everyone for playing. You can still join our group on the Rose League and play week to week. Stay away from the season tab if you want to avoid spoilers. I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to say it every week. Stay away. Stay away. Thanks for playing. Team right. TLB DMD, send us a message and we'll get you a sticker.
I got a question, Rim.
Let's hear it.
I want to know, forgot about this question, a go-to for me when I'm struggling on questions.
Who do you think is the next Bachelorette?
No. Are you watching this season? I think we have
of the worst questions.
No. I think we have more people than ever not watching. I want to know, are you watching but still listening? If you are, do you feel happy with your decision? Or are you kind of, you might walk it back. You might start watching some of these episodes. How do you feel?
Yeah, let us know. I'm curious.
Doesn't it seem like the people that were mad and were saying that they're never going to watch again, this would be the opposite of that. They seem to have done what those people were asking for, right?
What do you mean?
The people that had a problem with the Bachelor franchise usually was about the forced drama and that it became too much about drama and stuff like that. Well, it seems like they're going back to what potentially was old school Bachelor, what a lot of people started watching for. So those people should be watching. You know what I'm saying? Following me?
I see what you're saying. So you're wondering if the recouping of the people who dropped off more than offsets the people who are bored with it and dropping out now.
Yeah, I don't think everyone's came back because of this. I'm wondering if maybe they should.
Okay. I understand. 773.
Because it's not going to be a drama-filled season, I don't think.
773-234-7794. Is that all we have, AB? Do we have any other... I feel like we're overstuffed with post-recap segments. We have anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.